Hi, everybody. It's Dawn coming to you with another episode of Out of the Spiritual Closet with Dawn and the Angels and the Akashic. And for today, I wanted to talk to you about past life regressions, what they are, why do people like them, how can you share in the fun of one, and what can you hope to experience with the past life regression? So I am an Akashic Records Master Healer, and we do a lot of past life work in the records. And when we do this in the records, the main reason is not to glorify our previous existences, but to glean the lessons that were presented in that lifetime that may be presenting again now. And the other thing that I really want to stress about past life regressions, they're not necessarily past lives like before this physical incarnation. So a past is anything that's already happened, right? And so the past is your past life. And so if it happened a week ago, if it happened 6 months ago or 6 years ago, it's all part of your past life. And the reason that I really want to stress that is because when we have something happen to us in childhood, in teenage years, and even in adulthood, that may have been during a different time period, and we're not the same as we were now, right? So let's say we had trauma at 8 years old, 10 years old, whatever it is. Now, in our 50s or 60s or whatever age you are, that trauma could still be affecting you. You know, maybe you were afraid of authority figures, and because one time the principal called you into the office and told you, you know, it's going in your permanent record and you're going to be in trouble, right? You'll never have a life. So being called into an authority's office, if you didn't properly handle those emotions, could trigger you at 40 years old. Let's say your boss just wants to talk to you. But right away, when you're called into the office, you're thinking of that old situation where you were in trouble and your whole life could be affected. So you may start responding, feeling, and thinking differently than you would if you had never been in trouble as a 10-year-old or an 8-year-old, whatever it was. So that's one example of a previous life, a past life. Another version of a past life could be another incarnation. And I've done so many of these, and you know, people think, oh, they're going to be told they were Julius Caesar or Cleopatra or you know, some great figure. And that's not really what past life regressions are about. It's not about glorifying who we were in the past. It's more about understanding what gifts we may have had then, or what lessons may still be presenting that maybe we didn't learn all the way. We didn't get to finish that journey on it. So past life regressions are very helpful in our current lives when we keep having these same situations come up, or these same limitations, I should say, come up. Or, you know, maybe you keep going out with the same kind of guy or girl that it's not your husband or wife material, if that's what your end game is. But you keep feeling comfortable in this type of relationship, right? So that's what we're looking to do, you know, even for, you know, health issues. Let's say you had a health issue in this lifetime. I am a cancer survivor. And so with that said, there can be trauma, there can be drama, there can be unprocessed emotions and energies from that time period. You know, I tell the story often that I remember thinking about writing letters to my children for them to open on their graduation days and on their wedding days and that kind of things, because I sincerely did not believe that I was going to be here. Thought that was a real possibility. So if I hadn't done any healing out of that, you know, maybe I'd still be operating from the sense of let it all go because I don't know how long I'm going to be here. And that's not really how I live my life, right? So I know that's kind of a sloppy explanation, but I wanted to share that one too. So past lives can be fun. We can find out why we have certain triggers for things. We can also find out how to possibly release these things. And there's another interesting aspect with the past lives. A lot of times we'll get ancestors appearing, and these are ancestors from those time periods. And they may have words of wisdom to offer you. They may show you insight to that. The other great thing that I love about past life regressions are the ability to clear out some of these family issues. You know, many families deal with alcoholism and abuses of many kinds, and poverty and disabilities and different limitations, maybe, you know, not enough education, whatever it is. And though there are always earthly things that we can do to move that needle, sometimes it really is spiritual. It really is in our brain, right? On how we're perceiving these things, on what we've set up to be as high as we can rise, because nobody in my family goes above this. Why would I think I should go up here, right? And so there's a lot of that energy that's able to be released in the Akashic records. It is a cleansing feeling. It is a healing feeling. And it can really and truly be aha moments in there. Many past life regressions will give us clues as to how to solve, how to mediate an issue we're having today, coming from where we're really at today and not who we were back in the previous version. So that's just a little bit about past life regressions. They are so very helpful when we are trying to move the needle and really change our lives and feel peace. They can really help to help you feel peace, clarity, and a sense of direction without all that extra noise and clutter that we can often get around us. So that is my message for the day on past life regressions and why you may want to think about doing one and what you can gain from them. If you want to learn more about past life regressions or you just have questions, feel free to drop me a note in the comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, or shoot me an email or drop me a instant message on Facebook. All my links are below. So reach out to me if this is something that you might like to experience. I will be hosting a group past life regression next month. So let me know if that's something you're interested in. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.